In your opinion, what's the hardest thing to do with a broken finger? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. When I was in maybe middle school or high school, I was throwing the football around with my dad, and I caught it just wrong on my right thumb. I ended up spraining it. It hurt pretty bad. And I had to figure out how to do just basic stuff like opening doors with either my sprained hand or my off hand. And it was kind of a big deal for a little while. Now that was hard enough, but as the body of Christ, we can't afford to do the same thing. Let's talk about that with today's Devo, Like a Broken Finger by A.W. Smith. When was the last time you hurt one of your fingers? It happens often. It's so easy to accidentally cut, bruise, break, or burn our fingers. And then we have to figure out how to do everyday things like eat or write or drive with a hurting or bandaged finger while we wait for it to heal. We don't tend to think about our fingers much until we can't use them. Then we see how much we really need them. They're way more important than we ever knew. And God says that's exactly how it is with believers who make up His church. All the people who trust in Jesus as their Savior are referred to as the church or the body of Christ. And every single member is important, just like every part of our physical bodies is important. Each person has a job to do for the body to function properly. If we exclude members of the body of Christ because we think they have nothing to offer, it's like we're operating with a broken finger. But if we stress that each person has a part to play in the church, more people will see how valuable and welcome they are. In the same way, if we believe that we have nothing to offer the church, then we are limiting what the church can do. Do you think you're not really needed or maybe not even able to serve Jesus? If so, you're wrong. Things you can do may seem small to you, but each part of the body of Christ is needed. Because if you know Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. God has equipped and empowered you to serve, and you are a valuable part of His body. Let's talk about this a little more. Can you think of a time someone showed you Jesus' love? What was that like? Throughout our lives, we may be able to build up the body of Christ in different ways. In this season of your life, what can you do to serve and show people Christ's love? What are some of your natural abilities and spiritual gifts? If you're not sure, who is a trusted Christian you know who could pray with you and help you discern how God has equipped you? You and I can read in 1 Corinthians 12:27, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In 1 Corinthians 12, 12-27, and 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and it is listener supported. Just $5 a month goes a long way to keeping Unlocked going strong into the future. If you'd like to donate and join the team supporting Unlocked, you can do that by checking out the Giving tab in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God will pick you up and carry you, even when you're suffering from your own bad choices. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.